I'm excited today, and it's always an honor and a privilege to teach. And so I'm not up here teaching and like, all right, let me just go teach and then go home and eat some ribs. First of all, I don't eat ribs, but I just want to let you know, guys, that I really take this serious, and I pray that God would speak to us today. He's definitely been speaking to me. This is not a shout and dancing message, but it's a shout and dancing teaching. All right. It really is. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, that you have created. We honor you this morning. We honor you. We honor you as being holy, as worthy, as being faithful. And that's why we come boldly to the throne of grace and give thanks. We repent sometimes. But this morning, we honor you. We're coming to you this morning with a spirit of honor. Speak to us this morning like only you can. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so what would Jesus pray? What would Jesus pray? It's a spinoff of what would Jesus do? All right, so what would Jesus pray? And you see this passage that we're going to lift for the next few weeks. It's found in John 17. I won't land there today. I'm going to introduce, I think what I'm doing today is going to introduce this series, What Would Jesus Pray? So the next two weeks, if you want to write on your worksheet, if you're listening on the playback and you get your hands on some worksheets, just write it down. We're going to focus on what Jesus prayed. Number two, where Jesus prayed. Number three, when Jesus prayed. Number four, why should we pray? And so I like this topic, this series, What Would Jesus Pray? Because it's centered around the content of Christ. Everybody say content. The content of Christ. So if Christ is saying something, if Jesus is saying something, then it's we want to pay attention to the content of Christ. Let's say that one more time. Everybody say the content.
The content.
The content of Christ. His thought pattern, his preemptive approach, his proactive approach, his response to life, all right? When did Jesus pray? Why did he pray? What did Jesus pray? Where did Jesus pray, all right? And so this series is also a relationship check, a relationship with God check, because really praying is, in its Fairfax, South Carolina, simplest form, is talking to God. And Fairfax, South Carolina, if I was in the key of, I don't know what's my key. I won't go up there. Have a little talk with Jesus. Y'all remember that? Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear your cry and hear answer by and by. What's the next words? When you feel a little prayer will turning. Know that the fire is burning. Have a little talk with Jesus. No, just a little talk with Jesus makes it. And so that's basically what the series is about. At least today, it's a relationship check. Everybody say relationship.
Relationship.
Now, guys, how many know kids can get a prayer through? Kids can get a prayer through. There's a guy that in one of my choirs last month that I directed. And I said, Lex, if something ever happened to me, and I need serious prayer, I want you to get, what's his name, Carter. I said, you got to get Carter to come and pray over me. This little kid is bold in Jesus. I mean, he's not just bold, it's in his eyes. I wish y'all could maybe catch me after service and say, I want to see a picture of Carter. I mean, this guy, he just no fear. It's like, God, you going to do it. He's 1'2", and he's just bold in Christ. Kids can get a prayer through. Y'all laughing, but I'm telling you, y'all want to call Carter. I think that's his name, Carter. Lord Jesus. So, guys, there was this little boy. He was eating in a restaurant for his birthday. When he started eating without prayer, his parents said basically, it's not Carter because we know Carter. He loves the Lord. But for an example purposes, his parents said, Carter, now you know at my house, we pray before eating. Carter said, Mama, but yes, at our house, we pray at our house, but we at this fine restaurant and the chef knows how to cook. So we ain't got to pray. I told you kids know how to get a prayer through. Yeah, y'all got the joke right. Some were like, all right, maybe I'll just, I got a few more. Y'all want them? I won't. Let's get spiritual. So on your sheet of paper, Carter said, the chef know what he's doing. We ain't got to pray, Mom. We praying every day. Where you get your groceries? It's not organic, it's forganic. What, right on your sheet, what was your last prayer? Was it centered around sickness, mental health, spiritual growth, provision, vacation or travel, a dreamed unfulfilled? Was your last prayer intercession for someone else? And I appreciate you guys really engaging with this exercise. Was your last prayer a prayer of gratitude? Was your last prayer, thank you for this food I'm about to receive. Thank you for the bacon, the pound cake, the macaroni and cheese, all the starches that I'm about to eat. Purify it, sanctify it. Why do we do that? A plate full of junk, and we ask God to bless it. Am I the only one? A plate full of junk, and God bless this food. Sanctify it. Take away the impurities. God saying, you take away the impurities. Amen. I don't know what you checked because it's personal, it's private. Amen. Who did you hear praying the most growing up? Was it Deacon Jeremiah Glenn, like me? Was it your dad? Was your mom? Deacon Jeremiah Glenn was a deacon at my church. He definitely looked like this. His body bowed and his knee bent. And he would say, oh, Jesus, won't you be so pleased, have mercy right now. That was his filler. Oh, Jesus. While you're checking, I'm just going to be Deacon Jeremiah Glenn. Do y'all know a Deacon Jeremiah Glenn growing up? Won't you be so pleased? And the snot and the spit would come from Deacon's mouth. Have mercy, because he was so in it. Have mercy right now. Oh, gee, he was tuning up. I'm like, well, he need to preach this morning. Who did you hear praying the most audibly pray? And what type of prayers was it? Oh, Jesus, that's going to be, if y'all hear me start praying like that, you know why. What type of prayer was it? Thank you guys for really, really thinking and engaging. Some of you guys may be saying it was my mom, it was my grandpa, it was the bishop, it was my auntie. How did it make you feel hearing them pray to somebody you couldn't see? All right, let's keep going. You know that there's more than one type of prayer. These are not all of the prayers that I'm going to show on the screen, but these are some of the maybe popular ones. So the prayer of supplication or petition. All right, if you want to turn to your Bibles, if you have it on your phone like me, you can just turn there. Ephesians 6:18. I do not have it on the screen today, so we have to find it in our paper Bibles or your phone. Ephesians 6:18. There's more than one prayers, more than one. So different prayers, different strokes for different folks. Ephesians 6:18 says, I know you're turning there with me. It says, praying at all times in the Spirit, this translation, a with all prayer and supplication. Everybody say supplication. Or it's called petition. All right. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Supplication for all the saints. Petition, request, a prayer of request. All right? And so remember I talked about today is also a relationship check. Because imagine being married and never talking to your spouse. What type of relationship would that be? You can detect basically what type of relationship that is. You can know when a couple is faking the funk. You know when a couple is not on one accord. You know when a couple is on one accord. They finish each other's sentences. It may not even be a husband and a wife. It may be just family members. It may be best friends. You know when they communicate, it's like, girl, and then one of the other friends started talking. I was gonna call you about that. Because they communicate so much. They kind of anticipate. They know the content. They know what the other person likes. They know how the other person moves. They anticipate. It's like a certain vibe. It's a certain vibe, a great relationship. Like 1 out of 10, the relationship is a 10 when you communicate. So you have a not so good relationship when it's centered around always asking for something. Wife, can I? Sweets, can I? Medushi, can I? Danny, can I? Husband, can I? Can you do this? Can you do that? I just got home. And so it's like weird and it's nerve-wracking when somebody's always asking you something. Those of us that have grown kids, you can say amen to this. You only call me when you what? Gets on your nerves, don't it? Can you call me and say, how are you doing? You know what, mama, daddy, I just want to thank you because I would not be where I am if it wasn't for you. And that same Carter prayed this exact prayer last week, but took me out of the church. He said, God, we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you. I said, pray, Carter. I'll show you the videos. Prayer of thanksgiving, that's a prayer or praise. Psalm 7:17. It may not always look like, God, I need. God's saying, I need something from you. He deserves our praise and our thanksgiving, but he doesn't need it. But he says, I need something from you. Psalm 7:17 says, I will give thanks to the Lord. This is David talking. Because, everybody say, because. I'm praying this way because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Most High. That's a prayer. That's a prayer of thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Different types of prayers. Oh, Jesus, won't you be so pleased? That's a good way to start a prayer. God, please. Remember raising your kids and they say, Mama, give me some water. And you say what? Say please. All right, we can learn something from Deke. A prayer of repentance. Psalm 51. If you want to turn there, Psalm 51, verse 10. Psalm 51. Write it down for me. If you don't want to turn to it, you're on vacation this Sunday morning. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart. David has made some decisions. And he is praying this prayer of, God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is not a material prayer. This is an immaterial prayer. He is not concerned about the external. He is concerned about the internal. Amen. And so he is repenting. That's what repenting does. It fixes, it aligns your internal. Amen. Because if you want a better face, you have to have a better internal. Cast me not away from you. What I mean by a better face? I mean a better countenance. When I say better face, yeah, I'm like, bruh. That's what I mean, a better countenance, joy. Amen? Something on the inside is working on the outside. Amen? Had to give that context. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. A prayer of repentance. Amen. Do we skate by repenting every day? Perhaps we think we are okay and good enough. Amen. But on our best days, we are as filthy rags. We're not that good. We need to repent. Amen. That keeps us in a great standing with God. Amen. If you offend your husband, repent. I'm sorry. If you cuss out your cousin, repent. Amen. And then the relationship is better. Amen. It's better. And the same way with God. You offend God, you harmartano, which is miss the mark. Then you say, God, listen, I'm going to miss the mark today, tomorrow. God, I repent for 50 years. I repent 50 years down the line. That's going to be my prayer. I know I'm going to mess up. Amen. But God knows your heart. He says, you know what? That's the type of relationship I want to be in, an honest relationship. If you're not in a relationship, if you desire to be in a relationship, even again, you want to be in a what type of relationship? An honest relationship. Amen. If you're dating, ask that man or that woman, say, are you a repenter? And then if they say yes, yes, then go ahead and get the ring or accept the ring. Amen. Psalm 51, 10 says, verse 12. Let's go to 12. Psalm 51, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. A prayer of repentance. Let's keep moving. A prayer of intercession. 1 Timothy 2, 1. First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgivings be made for all people. The world needs prayer. What the world needs now is prayer, prayer. You saying, sing it, brother. That is not a church song, if you're listening to the playback. But it is now, because what the world needs prayer. The world needs prayer. Amen. Amen. The world needs prayer. I mean, they need us to pray. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek God's face, turn from their wicked ways, turn, repent, a prayer of repentance. Ephesians 6, 18, with all prayer and petition, Ephesians 6, 18, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times. Everybody say, pray at all times. In the spirit and with this a view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Last one, we'll keep going, guys, is a prayer of worship. Prayer of worship. We heard it during praise and worship. It was like those guys were singing prayers. God, you are holy. God, you are worthy. No one so faithful. We know the Lord's Prayer, you're supposed to honor God before you start asking for forgiveness and asking for all the stuff. God, you are holy. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Pump God up before you ask for his provisions. Pump him up, then ask for provisions. Amen. A prayer of worship. Psalm 63 says, I forgot what verse. God, you are my God. I can't get enough of you. I love this translation. God, you are my God. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such a hunger and thirst for God. Traveling across dry and weary deserts. This is David obviously talking. So here I am, God, in the place of worship. Eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory. In your generous love, I am really living at last. In your generous love, now I am living the life. My lips brim praises like fountains. I'll bless you every time I take a breath. First of all, this is poetic. Second of all, it's honest. Amen. Third is getting God's attention. The honesty here. I am in a dry place. I am weary, but I worship. Things are not looking great, but I worship anyway. In your generous love, I am really living. I'm really living when I'm worshiping. Amen. Like I didn't want to leave worship this morning. It was like, I want to stay here. Anybody else felt like that? Because it felt like I'm living now, like I'm really living. Psalm 16:11 says, in God's presence, there's fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. That's what praise and worship does. It brings us into God's presence. Amen. It brings us into God's presence. I bless you every time I take a breath. My arms wave like banners of praise to you. And it makes sense. Grandma say, when I couldn't say a word. Psalm 63. When I couldn't say a word. Psalm 63. I just what? I pray with my hands. Woo! The discipline we have to have at work, at school, on our jobs, in the community. It feels like we have to be in order, but this is appropriate. Psalm 63 is an appropriate prayer. Amen. Amen. It's like code for praying. Boss, get on your nerves. You spoke to me this morning, Alpheus. Well, I'm speaking again. What I'm really is praying. I'm the color purple prayer. Amen. Psalm 63 prayer. So we can pray without ceasing, audibly in your spirit and with your hands. Let's pray right now with our hands. God knows, I don't know what's in your spirit, but it's like we are a room full of prayers. Not speaking in tongues, but a room full of unknown tongues. I don't know what you're praying. God knows. Amen. That's why the deaf and mute person can pray. They are praying. Amen. The baby is praying. Woo. Get me Carter. If he say something and wave his hand, it's a wrap. I could be 106. Carter, come pray over me. I'm raising up from the dead. He raises his hand. Y'all just got to see the boldness of Carter. The name of this message today is Carter's Prayer. Write it down. Objections. I won't be able to deal with these today, guys, but we believe in prayer in this room. But I think many of us in the faith have had one of these questions. They are serious. They are philosophical. They can be philosophical. They are some objections because they are from unbelievers. Because when we pray, Lex and I are going to Israel in a month. And I think in Israel, there's a praying wall. It's the wailing wall. The wailing wall. So I come back in October, and that service is pandemonium. Y'all know how I've seen with my own eyes. I've been on ground zero, amen? But many people think we are crazy for praying to a God you can't see that does not answer prayers. Number one, if God is sovereign, why should I pray? Number two, my prayer won't change God's will and mind. Y'all stupid. No, it's a strong fighting words. Y'all crazy. You're praying, nothing's getting better. We've heard it, right? Number three, what took God so long to answer my prayer? I know I plan on talking about this one next week, like in detail. So much to learn when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. So much to learn from that, how Jesus prayed. There was one thing in that, I won't give it away, that we should... Let me keep going. Am I praying to the right God? In Israel, we're going to Israel. Everybody don't see Israel the same way. Many different religions see the territory of Israel as their place, as their hub. Muslims, non-Christians, they see that ground as not the same holy that we ascribe to that territory. All right? And so I know many of us, you may be listening, you may be in this room. How do we know we're praying to the right God? Like, I'm born here, but they are born over there. They are praying, but they're not praying. At least they are praying. Is that okay? At least they are praying to somebody, to a higher being. Is it okay to pray to a higher being that's not the God of the Bible? And all of God's people say, well, why is that the case? Why is that the case? Am I praying the right content to get results? I know y'all have already read. Why did God ignore my prayers? Probably everybody in this room can say amen to this one. And all of God's people said, amen. God, why did you ignore my prayers? Because it didn't happen the way I wanted to. Amen. The way I wanted to. Amen. I mean, we can stay right here for about 15 minutes on I. But that is the problem, though. That's the problem, Alpha, is I is the problem. Amen. I is in will, but that's not the only letter in will. Not I will, but thine will be done. Amen. His will. So prayer, let's keep going, guys. Y'all okay? I want to try to skate through this, but I don't want to rush because we have a couple of weeks. And so prayer demonstrates your faith. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, must believe that he what? Exists, must believe that he what? Anybody that comes to God must believe that he what? And that he rewards those who what? Earnestly seek him. Must believe that he exists, that God exists. People do not sit in a chair they do not trust. Everybody stand up. House of Judah, mass choir. You look good. You know, it's just come as you are Sunday. We're not wearing the same thing, but it looks good. It works. It's your Stella Awards ready, which comes on tonight at 7 p.m. Everybody take a seat. People never sit in a chair they do not trust. Look at your chair or look at a chair and say prayer. The chair is prayer. Now think about this statement. People do not sit in a chair. They do not pray to a God that they do not trust. We are going to God in faith, amen, that he is going to do it. Even when he doesn't do it like we want him to do it. And without faith, it is what? It is impossible to please God. He said, I know you don't know my ways are higher than your ways, but you're still faithful getting up at 6 a.m. every single day. You are praying to me, and I don't have you scheduled on my delivery list until 6 years. You're not going to get healed until 6 years and 3 days from now. Now, if you knew that, you would be okay. You would really be okay praying. You would really, with that context, amen, you'd be like, okay, it's cool. All right, I'll keep doing this. But without knowing that, will you continue to get up and pray at 6 a.m. in the morning? You kind of lose. The Bible says a dream or a hope deferred makes the heart sick. When your hope is delayed or when your hope is seemingly denied, do you still pray? Maybe I'm talking to me. Amen. Disinterest in prayer reveals your heart. Number two, you can write this down. Long prayers show your heart. Number three, short. What do I mean by that? Long prayers show your heart. I'm not saying, guys, you have to pray for 3 days nonstop. What I am saying is, if I listen to your prayer, it's going to show me the content of your heart. It's going to show me what's in your heart. It's going to show me what's on your heart. Amen. It's going to show me who you're praying for, why you're praying. It's going to show me your passion. That's what I mean by long prayers. Amen. Even short prayers will show how much you trust, how much trust is in your heart. How much trust is in your heart. When you say, God, help, thank you. You're like, oh, okay, that's your prayer? I've seen people pray, boom, God, you're going to do it. Boom, and it's done. Short prayer, a lot of trust. All right, I'm not saying everybody try that. I'm just saying, you know, you work out your relationship. Amen. Me and Lex got a relationship. I know how far I can work my relationship. Amen. Woman, go in there, fix me something to eat. That ain't working. That ain't working. We got a good relationship. That ain't working, amen. It was short, but that content was horrible. Everybody says about the content. Sometimes you can, I believe that was going to work, but it didn't even work. I believe, but she had doubts in her heart, which takes me to this next one. Doubts in your heart hinder your prayers. Doubts in your heart hinder your prayers. And prayer is tied to your, your world view and belief system. Your world, check the world view and the belief system of those guys that have shot up schools, especially the last one. Do your research on their world view, on what they believe and what they do not believe. And so that will cause you to act a certain way or to pray a certain way. Your worldview, listen, guys, listen. I mean, we're going to see, like, in the past 2 months, we've been in front of hundreds of students. It's like the old days. It feels like the old days. And so it's like now I'm really worried about the content because it's about the worldview of the next generation. Because these kids are going up shooting schools, and they don't feel that there's purpose to life, then obviously you will shoot up a school because you don't feel like there's any purpose to you or me. Acts 17 says, like, we have to teach the next generation Acts 17 and to believe it, to trust it. And it reads, if you guys can read it with me, Acts 17, and I believe I'm almost finished. Acts 17 says, verse 28, read it with me on the screen, ready, set, go. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring and not apes and not frogs and not giraffes, amen, and not plants and not a rock, amen, we are God's offspring. So when we die, we go back to who? So many deaths, immediate family, church family, amen. But to God, we're not dying. We are changing locations. Like, to God, we're not, like, he's not sad because he's saying, now you're here, amen. And so let's look at that way, all right? Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being, God, is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. And they had to use what God made to even make that. Amen. Verse 30. In the past, y'all keep reading with me. Ready, set, go. It's lonely up here. Ready, go. In the past, God looked over such ignorance. But now he commands people everywhere to repent. A prayer of repentance. Amen. When we trust something more than we trust God, a prayer of repentance is in order. Amen. It is always in order. Sins of omission and sins of commission. Verse 31, read with me. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. Y'all believe that? He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. And I want to see for myself where Jesus walked, where he was buried. I want to go in the tomb. Allegedly, archaeologists have found the tomb. Archaeologists have found where the exact place where Jesus walked. Archaeologists have found. Now, y'all know the Bible is real, right? We've been talking about this. And I've been seeing people looking at us like, me and Lex, like, okay, y'all going, it's okay, y'all going to the Bible place. Like, we're not going to Florida. We're not going to the Holy Land in Florida at Disney World. We're going, it's a long flight. We've got to wear some good shoes. Amen? And one of the places we want to go, like, it is so untouched. There's no signs. Y'all pray for us. Not on this trip, on the next trip. There's no signs to say this is where you are. Oh, but there's signs. But there are signs. There are biblical signs. When the Bible says that the children of Israel was here and the Red Sea was here, and you see a mountain here and you see the Red Sea here and you see the palm trees here, then that sounds like what's in the Bible, right? Then you have to say this is true. Amen. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's what? Amen. Why am I saying that? Because we are evidence-based religion. Christians, we have evidence. We have evidence, and we're going to go see for ourselves. Amen. If you want a souvenir, you know, make me a macaroni and cheese, I'll bring you back a souvenir. If you want me to record a prayer over there, I will, on that welling wall. I may drop the phone for welling, but God is real, and we pray to a real God. God is not like gold or silver. He made gold and silver. So every time we pray, we honor God as a spaceless, immaterial, powerful, intelligent. You can write it down if you like. Spaceless, timeless. He's spaceless. He is beyond time. He is powerful. We like to say in worship, he's all powerful. He is immaterial. Amen. He is immaterial and he is intellectual. I'm really almost finished. He is intellectual. And he is the creator of the world with answers, solutions, judgment, and salvation. That's who we are praying to. Amen. I know they say, sir, I can't see your God, but we see the effects of God. Amen. Amen. We know him by our effects. How much more proof do we need? Amen. You say, I need him to write in the sand, I am God. And I need to see him do that. And I need to see that happen miraculously. But God made the sand. Can we talk about that first? Amen. Can we talk about that? So is prayer only for believers? Is prayer only for believers? Do atheists have the ability to pray? Because you know they are rich atheists, right? Steve Jobs was an atheist. Correct me if I'm wrong. He was a Buddhist. He did not believe. He was not a Christian. Do atheists have the ability to pray? What's an atheist? Atheists are normally materialists. All right, just touch something and hold it up in the air. They choose to lack the belief that God exists, but they have a little stink on it. And so atheists, to me, put a little stink on their belief, like I don't believe in God, I lack the belief, and y'all stupid for believing in God. I'm not saying all atheists act like that, but the atheists that I have come in contact with, they seem to have a little stink on it. So in this room, can we have a little stink on what we believe? Amen? I mean, like, I've heard one say, bro, that's problematic with y'all believe. Like, it hurt my feelings. It's like, what you believe is problematic. It's like, dang, how do I, agnostic, I don't know if God exists. Like, I'm praying, and it's like, because my doubts and my fears and my question marks is kind of like a gateway to agnosticism. Because now I know God exists. Now I don't know if God exists. Now you're treading the line, if you're listening, of agnosticism. And so now when you pray and you have that little bit of hint of agnosticism, then do you think your prayers will get answered? Do you think God will hear it? Obviously, he will hear it, but what do you think the response would be from somebody that's an unbeliever? God would never force us into heaven against our will. God ain't going to force you. Your will be done. That's what God is saying. You don't want me? I grant you your request. Amen. You ain't going to believe in me? Have it your way. Amen. That's the blessing and the curse of free will. So, like, to pray, like, it should feel really good to freely pray to a God and sit down in a chair of prayer and really trust that this prayer is going to hold you up. Amen. It's really good. Y'all stand. That would signify that I'm finished, because I want to land this in a strong statement, with a strong statement and a charge. And I want to give away some money. Amen. A materialist, naturalist, and unbeliever would see no benefit and need to pray. So remember I said it's about this worldview. Like, praying reveals your worldview. Like, I don't believe, so why should I pray? I believe, so I should pray and trust. So why do some of us get things done in prayer and some of us do not? Why do some of us, like, this has been a weird week. We were in the mountains. First of all, was in the mountains. Don't try to work in the mountains if you're ADD. Amen. Me and Lex, we had a laptop. All right, got to do this, got to do that, got to structure this, got to do this. It's like, I can't pay attention for looking at God's glory. It's like, this lady walked up to us, seemed like she came out of nowhere. And she small conversation. And then it's like it shifted. She said, is there anything that I can pray for you guys about? And I had some of these same slides on my phone, like pulled up on my phone. She come walking in front of us. I'm like, are you see a camera? I mean, you see what we're doing, what I'm doing? It's a weird week. And then the place where we were sitting, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but it's really juicy. One of the guys came up and said, do you know where y'all guys are sitting? You see that tree right there? You see that table? See the roof? Lightning struck right here this morning. Sitting next to a tree, the evidence of God's power, while I'm studying about prayer and meditating on prayer. I don't know what it means, but I just know, I'm like, should we leave? Should we continue to? Should I? But the lady, we prayed together, and just some other things this week where I have thought about it and it happened. I mean, just like I desired it and it happened. Oh, I said, God, I know if you can watch over E-flat, I think that's what the song is in. If you can watch over the sparrow, I said, God, now I know. And I said it jokingly, but serious. You know how we jokingly pray. God, it would be nice for the billions. Kind of be nice. It'd be nice. The billions would be nice. Our healing would be nice. There was a kid, a young lady. I remember her praying to God and saying, God, I know you are busy up there. But if you can consider me for what I got going on. Very, very powerful. Amen. And if God never does anything else for us, anybody else other than me knows he's already done enough. Like, God owes us nothing. That's my testimony. So many unbelievers credit their state of being to evolution. And so I'll talk about that next week. I think this is a good place to stop, because what I'm asking you guys to, in faith, whatever you pick up from this, like, let me just pick one up. This is the example. This is a prayer challenge. And basically what this prayer challenge means, we want to strengthen our relationship, not with our spouse, our boss, family member, but with God. And I'm not saying you guys are not praying, but this is just whatever we're doing, Alpheus can do, can up it up a little bit. Amen. And so I am picking... Yeah, I'm going to pick another one. No, I'm going to times it by two. All right. So this is basically, I have 15 cents. Y'all better come up here. You thought I was giving away $10. 15 cents uninterrupted. I'm going to times it by two. Because in the 1920s, I believe, you can put 2 cents in a payphone and get a call through. Amen. All right. So I'm a times it by two. So because I want to talk to God. Amen. And so 30 minutes each day, uninterrupted in a designated place. I know for a lot of us in this room, this is prayer closet, prayer room, prayer car, prayer chair, prayer attic. And then next week when I see you guys, I would love to just feel in the atmosphere what's happening based on this, all right? And so if you pick 50 minutes uninterrupted, strengthen. I want you to tell me how better your relationship with God has been after doing this. So if you can, in faith, just come up and grab one of these bags. We did spray the coins. We disinfected the coins. And so if it smells like a little disinfected spray in there, that's why. So come on up. We want our relationship with God to go to another level. And Alpheus is busy, but he ain't that busy. You ain't that busy, bro. So 30 minutes is what this represents. Never spend this. If this coin has 1760 on it, it may be worth something, but don't spend it. This is your 30 minutes a day. Man, I want to just go into next week, but I can't. I want to go into next week. Where did Jesus pray? Where did Jesus go? Like, why did Jesus always leave his boys to go pray? The people he were close to go pray and get things done. And then he would come back, and then Jesus' disciples, for some reason, could not do the same things Jesus did. Amen. You have the peace that you have because perhaps you are praying like your family members are not praying. Amen. You have the things that you have because you trust God. Amen. So let's start testifying about it. Let's start praying in front of people. Amen. Let's teach the next generation about prayer. Amen. Because imagine a generation with the worldview that says, I don't need to pray. Imagine going to a doctor that doesn't believe in prayer, or a politician that's running the country or their city that doesn't believe in prayer because of their worldview, or a CEO. Have you ever worked for a CEO that was an unbeliever? Raise your hand. I mean, we're not videoing, so, but imagine the difference. You know the difference, right? It's just a difference. It's a difference. So as we pray right now, I want you guys to pray your own prayer. I picked up 30 minutes. Y'all hold up what you picked up and say, Lord, during this time, I plan on asking you less for stuff and thanking you more for what you have done. I thank you, Lord, for honoring my prayers of thanksgiving, however you see fit. Any way you bless me, any way you bless my family, I will be satisfied. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.